Hello, GWO Backstage. So this is my first audio with my good microphone. I've had it for a few years, but I managed to get it in my possession recently. So hopefully all my stuff will sound a lot nicer from now on. I haven't quite got the setup perfect. I'm currently on the floor of my bedroom and the pop filter is attached to the side of my bed. There was nothing else to attach it to. So I will figure it out eventually. But yeah. So this is a questionnaire of firsts by Who is Bucky? And I liked the questions, so I'll see if I can answer them to the best of my ability. Okay. Question one. First food you ate that made you say, maybe not quite that sound. First food I remember eating that made me go, was Pizza Hut. I think I was... How old was I? I think I was about 10, I want to say. I think I was still in primary school, so yeah, 10. And my parents were working in this art gallery, doing an exhibition thingamajig. And I would spend the entire day just kind of left to my own devices. I'd usually spend the day in the children's bit of the museum. Art gallery thing, and then after the first day we all went to Pizza Hut, and it was the first time I'd ever been, and it was really simple. All I had was a margarita with cheesy bites, and I took one bite and I was just like, oh my god, this is so good. So yeah, and that's when I fell in love with Pizza Hut and cheesy bites, and oh god, it was so good. It was so good. To first concert that you that had you in awe. I've actually only ever been to one concert in my life, and that was 7-8 years ago, and that was it was a Girls Aloud concert. For anyone that doesn't know, they are a British girl band, and they were pretty good. I loved it. I was in awe, absolutely. God, it was so fun. It was, the atmosphere was really good as well. Like, just, we all had seats and we never sat down. And it was just the atmosphere of the people in the room. And there were so many, there were hundreds and thousands of us. It was incredible. It was so fun. First TV show / book, etc., that you recall enjoying. Oh, this is tricky, and I'm gonna have to adjust my seating position because I'm a bit uncomfortable now. Okay, there we go. Okay, first TV show. I really liked the Teletubbies when I was a kid, but I don't think it had a profound effect on me. I really liked the story of Tracy Beaker. That was a big TV show for me. Started a mini obsession, and I absolutely adored it. I still adore it. I still think, I maintain that it is a very, very good TV show. First book that really got to me was it was Love Lessons by Jacqueline Wilson. So two Jacqueline Wilson related things. Love Lessons by Jacqueline Wilson. I felt so much
empathy, even though, like, there are a lot of things that she happens to her, the main character, that never happened to me, I still felt that kind of sense of empathy. I felt like I was right there with her, because, you know, I think she's 14 in the book, and I was nearly about her age. So, you know, being a teenager, experiencing teenage feelings and thoughts and things, you know, I would say that book had a profound effect on me. I've never fallen in love with my art teacher, but that's a different thing. That I did not have empathy for, but still, I still felt like I was experiencing her experiences. For first time you traveled alone. Okay, are we talking, so just traveling as in getting from A to B, or like first, like holiday? First time I traveled alone, I was about 13, and it was a really simple train journey. You know, now I would say it was a simple train journey, but back then, trains and all that kind of public transport to me was just I couldn't deal with it. It was so confusing. But I think it was about 4 or 5 stops on one train. But yeah, as I travelled, I think about an hour away from where I live. And that was, it was scary. It was very scary. And then I had a relative meeting me at the other end. So that bit was simple. First, like, holiday. First, like, travelling far away, being on my own, without my parents, you know, abroad kind of thing. That was when I was, I don't know, I can't remember. I think I was a teenager. I can't remember. I wasn't completely on my own. I was with the scouts, because I used to be a scout. Tommy's rumbling. But, you know, on my own and without my parents back then were pretty much the same thing. And we went to France, and that was quite scary. I had to get used to it pretty quickly, and it was really weird just not being able to ask my mum for help with something, you know, in a foreign country. But it was definitely an amazing experience. I also eventually mastered the London Underground. That was terrifying. Getting to grips with the tube, the London Underground. It's a labyrinth, and London is huge, and I still have no idea how to use the buses in London. I never want to learn how to use them. I just want to stick with the trains, stick with the tube, stick with walking. That'll do me. I don't want to do buses. I hate buses. Not in London. And fucking Oyster cards and shit. I can't deal with it. But I think the first time I travelled to London and had to, because I think this is the first time I legit travelled alone, went to a place and was alone for a period of time in that place. I think that was actually when I was 18, so fairly late, I think, for most people. But I was meeting a group of friends in London, and I figured out how to use trains by then, so that wasn't the problem. But I've never been on the tube by myself on the underground. I'd never actually travelled anywhere on foot or anything in London by myself. And that was a little scary, but I I was confident enough. I think, you know, I thought I'd got the hang of it. So I figured it out, and it actually turned out to be a lot of fun because I was like, yes, I can do this. You know, I can get to the right station and go to the right direction and get off at the right station. I can do this. And actually last time I was in London by myself, I was going home. So on the way to Euston Station, I felt confident and brave and knowledgeable enough to take a detour to M&M World. Don't judge me. I went like a couple of days before, and I was like, I have to come back here before I go. I'm not going to get a chance again to come back here for a long time. So I took a detour to M&M World and then managed to get to my station and catch my train in time. And I don't regret a single thing. So yeah, don't judge me. Okay, the GWA side of things. First time you listened to a GWA post, which audio was it? I remember this exactly, and I'm going to change position once more. I remember this exactly. It was actually the night of my birthday. Well, it was like the early hours of the next morning, but it was the night of my birthday last year. And I've mentioned this on how I discovered GWA audio, but I'll say it again because fuck it. My friend last summer showed me a Tumblr page which had a guy on it impersonating Loki from the Avengers films, saying dirty and sexy things, and he did a full-blown audio on his page. And then, for some reason, on the night of my birthday, I put that audio into Google. And then I found another Tumblr page which had different audios from all over the place. It had different sexy things from Tumblr. And they put it into one place. And on that page was "Don't Tell Your Friends" by Carnivore, and that was the first GWA. I didn't listen to it on GWA. I listened to it via his Tumblr page, but that was the first proper GWA audio that I listened to. And I listened to it, and I was like, "Wow! I did not know that this was a genre, and I did not know how well done it could be. I did not know it was a thing." And so I listened to that one, and then I listened to more of his, and then he mentioned this thing called Gone Wild Audio, and I went on it, and you know, the rest is history. But yeah, that was the first one I listened to. Number six, first time you popped your recording cherry and posted it, what was that like? How long ago was it now? It must have been, it wasn't long ago at all. God, it's April now. It was March. It was early March. So over a month and a half ago, maybe. I'll try and remember my feelings because, you know, it's just, I can't remember. I can't remember how I found the script. I think I just typed in, you know, script off F4M, and just like found, I had a little look and found one that I really liked, and I read through it a couple of times, and like I chose it because it's very me, I think. Oh, and I'll find it here. There's 2 seconds while I find it. Okay. The script was "I Want to Be Bad" by Penny for Your Talk Bard. He was amazing. And the script is very, very me. kind of, you know, like someone who acts and dresses all kind of pretty and, well, not, well, I don't, well, I'm not, you know, I don't wear frills all the time, but, you know, I dress pretty normally. I act quite like naive and maybe like a bit kind of prim and proper and a bit innocent. That's changed a little bit over the past couple of years, but yeah, I did used to act like that. I was a good, I'm usually quite the goody little two shoes, but like secretly, you know, I mean, I'm on this website for God's sake. Secretly, I have all these kind of dirty kind of thoughts and feelings and everything. So I felt very much the same way as the, you know, as the character in the script. And so I thought, this is perfect for me. This is absolutely perfect. It's not going to need, you know, much, air quotes, rehearsal. And I don't know, I think I just kind of lost myself in the story. Like, I tried not to think about people's reactions to it. I tried not to think about anyone. I just focused on myself. I focused on the story, and I focused on this, you know, this whoever I was talking to. Like, I didn't really have anyone in mind. I just had like a man, you know, just a body shape in my head, a person in my head, just, you know, just you know, no one in particular, just a guy, yeah. And then I don't know, I just kind of got lost in it and tried not to think too much, tried not to overthink it. And then I posted it, and the responses I got were just amazing. People were just so nice about it, and people liked it, and I was just like, wow, people like it. And apparently I've got a nice voice. Like, oh, well, thank you very much, that's lovely. You know, I didn't know. you know, I don't really get comments like that a lot. so it was, yeah, that was a really good feeling. And again, the rest is history. And yeah, and I'm slowly but surely trying to get braver with the scripts that I pick. Slowly but surely. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Number 7, first time I received a comment on my audio. Did it excite you? How did you react to it? Well, I just mentioned that a little bit in that other question. Damn it. I'm going to have to find the first comment. I can't remember what the first comment was. I just have a little gander. First comment. Ah, yeah. Well, the first comment on it was actually from a friend of mine, someone I already knew. So it's just, you know, so when I got the comment off him, so I was just kind of like messaged him going, so did you like it then? And then he was like, yes, I did. And I was like, oh, good. I did a good job. And yeah, I did it. Yay. You know, like he knew that I was going to start posting. So I talked to him about it, and he was just like, you did good. Just like, ah, oh, cheers. So that was nice. Yeah. I like pretty much all the, I love all the comments I get, even if it's just, you know, good job. Like, people, you know, if people go into detail about it, or they don't, or just a little something to say, thumbs up, you know. Every comment I get just makes me go, oh, yay. Just makes my heart just kind of go, yay. So, yeah. And now the rest. Question 8, first thing you thought when you woke up. Oh my goodness. First thing I thought when I woke up was probably something along the lines of, how hungover am I? Because I had drinks last night. And luckily the answer was, not that much. So that's good. Yeah, my first thought was, oh God, I drank last night. Oh God, am I hungover? Oh good, I'm not. Yeah, that was the first thought I had today. First food / drink I had. First drink I had was Iron Brew. got a big bottle of iron brew in my cupboard. It comes in handy. And the first food I had was full English breakfast. And it was just what I needed. Oh my God, just the ticket. First song I listened to today. Oh God, I can't remember. Oh, I was listening to... Oh my God, I can't remember the first song I listened to. That's really sad. Oh. What a shame, I can't remember it. Well, this isn't the first one, but one of the first ones I listened to was the song Miracle from Matilda the Musical, which is a good one. So it's a very good one. It's the very first thing that you see in the musical. And it's just a big song about all these kids that are spoiled brats and all their parents going, oh my God, my child's amazing. And then Matilda's mum in labour and the doctor going, every child's a miracle, and her and the dad just going, no, children are shit, we hate them. And then there's all these kids going, you know, my mummy says I'm a miracle. And then right at the end there's Matilda going, yeah, my parents hate me. My parents think I'm a nuisance. And that's how the show starts. And it's a great song and I really recommend it. It's catchy as hell. Yeah, it's a shame I can't think of the very first one. Oh well, anyway. I hope you enjoyed listening. And I will speak to you all very soon. And I love you all. And I really hope this microphone's done a good job. And yeah, bye bye.